Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and you were able to go out and get to church this morning. So hopefully you're having a great, great day. I am overjoyed. I have my dear sister in the studio with me, and we're going to get started in just a few minutes. But before we do, we're just going to play a quick worship song. Hope you enjoy. So today we're having some technical difficulties, but God is good in the midst of it all. I would like to introduce to you Angela. Angela, can you please say hello to the listening audience for me, please?
Good afternoon. Happy Sunday to everybody. Such a pleasure to be here on your show, Crystal.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate it. I know we scheduled once before, and unfortunately I had to cancel due to family issues, but I am very excited.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
There are times in our life where we feel like we're in hopeless situations. There are times in our life where we feel like the burdens are too much to bear. There are times in our life where we feel like our days just aren't getting better. But I'm here to tell you that there will be better days.
Choose to walk away.
Again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I am super excited to have my dear sister Angela in the studio with me. Angela, can you hear me?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Angela, let's just start off telling the listening audience a little bit about yourself, things that you care to share, where you're from, things of that nature, and we'll continue to move forward.
Awesome. Yeah, so I'm actually originally from Atlanta. I know you're up in Duluth, Georgia, such an exciting place to be. Like, we're lucky to get all four seasons. But as far as, like, who I am, you know what, Crystal? I'm just the girl that got it wrong, like, two or three times before she finally got it right. And I'm sure a lot of people can identify with that. By background, I work in anesthesia, and so what I am by trade is an anesthetist. And I tell people I'm the person that actually does put you to sleep, because typically anesthesiologists don't. So by law, there's typically one anesthesiologist for every four anesthetists. So I know a lot of people think, oh, wait, are you a doctor? I'm like, yep, no, but I am the person that does their job. But one of the things I learned, you know, how I ended up in wellness was one of the things I learned was that many of the things that we do for patients didn't actually heal them or help them. It helped them from a medical perspective, but many people needed a lot more support and help beyond that. And so after going on my own health journey, I learned that it was wellness that I really wanted to offer people, and from a holistic perspective. And so after that, I kind of, you know, looked at everything that was going on and saw that I really wasn't equipped to help people with just a medical background. I needed more. I needed, you know, holistic education, you know, the science of food combining, how to help people release weight that is a result of traumas in life, how to help people balance their energy centers and understand what it means to truly be spiritual and have a holistic approach when you choose the food that you choose to eat. And so I had to go back to school to learn those things. And then from there, just kind of worked my way up and getting the knowledge that I needed to make sure that I helped people be able to get in the space to be able to heal and stay there.
Awesome, awesome. I absolutely love it. And, you know, you guys, Angela have a group on Facebook, and I actually just started she just allowed me to have access to the group no more than about a week ago. But when I tell you, there's a lot of great, great, helpful information out there, and I've been trying my very best to listen to something of what she have out in the group on a daily basis, because the information is very, very we need it. Angela, I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate you, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule today to definitely enlighten us on you know, your expertise and wanting to, you know, help the people in so many different ways. But I would say, can you just tell the listening audience a little bit about your group and, you know, pretty much everything you do on the health side?
Absolutely, yes, I'd love to. And so the name of the group that you're referring to, because there's been several, for anyone who follows me, you know that I host a lot of different online challenges or have in the past. And so I've had groups out there that are attached to these different, whether it's a fitness challenge, I've done a water challenge, I've done, you know, a six-pack abs challenge. I've done several different things for people to really plug into. But I love having a community for people to plug into and then being that resource for them, that end-all, be-all for them to come and not just get the information, but to plug into other queens, other people who have great energy, and they're able to, like, help each other out, hold each other accountable, hold each other up. And so what you're referring to is the Royal Wellness and Wealth 100 tribe, and I got to go rename it because it was just to try to get the first 100 people, but it looks like now we're adding up to 50 people a week, and it's just kind of stepped up quite a bit. And so it's going to continue to do so because my team and I have some great things in place to bring more queens into that group. But that group is literally that place for the working woman to go, the entrepreneur, the business professional to go to get information that is of health, wellness, and fitness, because those are three different things. A lot of people think that they're just kind of all clumped together, but they're distinctly three different things, and they can coexist, but understanding what each piece does for you in your life is critical, right? So knowing what you need in those areas is absolutely essential. For instance, Crystal, a lot of people will run to get a personal trainer, to lose weight, when in fact there is a spiritual thing attached to why they still carry weight. And so they and so the personal trainer is going to give them weight, and then they're going to walk away and they're going to say, this didn't work, right? And so they're looking for wellness, reaching for fitness. And so understanding what those three different things distinctly are can help tremendously. And after you have that understanding, getting the support you need to be able to make sure that you've got all three pieces working for you, that's what that group is for. And so it's so critical for women today who are, walking in their purpose. You know, they need that support to stay well. They can't go out and support other people if they themselves aren't well. And that is what that group is for. That is what that's why.
Wow. And that's amazing. And very, very powerful on what you stated. You stated that a lot of times people are trying to lose weight and they're wondering why they're not able to lose weight. And it all goes back to the spiritual. And, I'm just going to raise my hand on that one because I think that's part of the reason for myself. You know, it's been extremely, extremely hard for me to lose weight. Have had some challenges back and forth. One minute I'm able to lose it, next minute I gain it. One minute I'm able to lose it, next minute I gain it. And it's just unbelievable, unbelievable. But I looked at myself yesterday, Angela, in the mirror, and I said, I have to do something about this. Not only that, I suffer with arthritis and fibromyalgia, which it really kind of handicaps me to be able to exercise like I really want to. So if you don't mind, and us going there, and if you could possibly, give the person that is dealing with arthritis and fibromyalgia or some autoimmune disease that unfortunately is not allowing them to, do the exercises that we would want to, because I know at the same time it's more besides just exercising. You have to eat right, so forth, so on.
Absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head with that last statement, Crystal. First things first, though, anyone out there who's listening to this show, whether you listen to it now or later, understand that, food is information, right? Food tells our body and tells ourselves literally what to do, right? So, if, for instance, my hair, Crystal, would never grow beyond my hairline in the back. And so for years, I wore a short haircut, and I was like, oh, I'm team short hair. I love short hair. But it wasn't because I loved it so much. It was just because my hair would never grow. Now, if you were to see me in person, I'm sitting on my hair. It's beyond my tailbone at this point, right? But it wasn't until I changed the information I was giving my body that I could really tap into what my DNA could express, right? And so we have to understand that. So anytime your body is limited in anything, whether it's an autoimmune disease, whether it's a hormonal imbalance, no matter what it is, anytime our bodies are not doing what we want them to do, because we are commander in chief over these bodies we're in, and that's a beautiful thing. But anytime it's not doing what we want it to do, we have to simply start by changing the information that we give the body, right? And all too often we feel like, okay, I am doing things that are healthy, I am doing things that are not, but it does take a little bit of time. But understanding that food is the first thing, because that's 80% of any issue that will ever come up for you, whether it's the way you look, whether it's the way you feel, whether it's how creative you become. Food is the information to what's going on inside of you. And if we can fix that, then in many cases we fix everything else. And then durability, that's when fitness comes in, right? That's why I said these are three different things, right? So So health has to do with your body systems, right? How well your joints are working together, right? How well your skin is working to keep things out of your body. How well your digestive system is working to eliminate what you don't need, right? So how well your urinary system is working, your liver, your lymphatic system. That's what health is. And anytime something is off in any of those systems, you want to pay attention to the information you're giving your body, because it is taking a direct order from you to tell it what to do. And so that's one of the easiest things I can say to start paying attention to what information you give.
Wow, that's very, very powerful. And I know a lot of times too, Angela, I've heard people say, you know, there's different diets out there, diets for, you know, your different autoimmune diseases, whether or not it's arthritis, fibromyalgia, things of that nature. How do you feel about those diets?
For autoimmune, yeah, and so that's the thing about diets and food, though. You know, any one of them can work if you believe that it will work for you. Like, I just have to be honest about that. I'm someone who was a bodybuilder. I last competed in 2014, and the last show that I competed in, I took third place out of 150 women. Now, I was strictly on a meat diet, and I was actually taking in more meat than the average man, 6 foot man at that time. And for some reason, even though I looked amazing, I had six pack abs, I had, you know, tiny little waistline, I was rolling down a size zero, I couldn't fit those, right? But my thing was, something was still off, right? And it was, and then I began to go on my own spiritual journey, and I learned that meat just didn't work for me. And so slowly tapered off that over the 5 years or so, and being vegan for that long at this point, you know, I see clearly, you know, what I'm here to do and why I'm here. But that's the diet that I believe works for me. Now, should everybody go and be vegan? Absolutely not. Because some people need meat to function, right? Because if you got to go and be vegan and you're not supposed to, you're going to totally be that story of when eating right goes wrong, right? Nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants to be that person. But it really is, Crystal, about tapping into what feels good to you, right? What I do know that across diets, right, whether you're paleo, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, whether you're a breatharian, no matter what it is you choose to do, whether you're on a Daniel fast, food is still information. And the closer you stay to grow, pick, wash, eat, the better off the information will be that you give your body. The more confused the food is, or the further away it is from its natural state, the more confused the information it's going to give to the body. So, for instance, you know, a baked potato is going to give your body something different than potato chips, right? The baked potato is very close to just, you know, you picked it, you washed it, you know, somebody picked it, it got washed, you baked it, and you ate it, versus the chips are a grow, pick, wash, eat, send to the factory, get sliced up, you know, cover with ascorbic acid, something to preserve it, fry it, bag it, ship it. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
So the further we get away from how simple our food is, and that doesn't matter what diet you're on, the more confusing the information is going to be to the body.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. And Angela, what I want to do, because, you know, normally when I do have my shows, I ask the guests to come up with their topic. And I want to say thank you so much for sharing that information and just giving us some tips on those things that are important to myself as well as other people that are listening to the show on today. But I normally ask the guests to come up with the topic, you know, because I want the guests to be comfortable in regards to what we're talking about, so forth, so on. And can you share with us and the listening audience the topic for this show and the reason why you chose the topic?
Absolutely. That is so simple. I chose the topic, bridging the gap between your wellness and your wealth, right? Because I believe that the two are always connected. And when I look at wealthy, it is more than money. I see it as the type of people you draw around you. I see it as the quality of the relationships you hold with people in business and in your family and in your love lives. I see it as your financial stability as well. But I see wealth as something more than just the monetary value. And then obviously wellness is an all-encompassing mind, body, soul thing. And to me, they both have to go together. And one of the things that I see a lot of is entrepreneurs and business professionals, they get out and they network in their expertise, and they quickly gravitate to people that they feel like can help them move forward or progress their lives in some way. But very seldom do they look at the things that they're doing in their wellness journey that they're actually doing the same, you know, the same in business, you know? So for me, bridging that gap between those two is just keeping it simple for yourself and understanding that, you know what, if I can generate revenue for my business or generate revenue for my family or my job, I can also generate wellness. I can also make it so simple for us to stay well that it's a no-brainer for me. So now it doesn't feel like I'm going on this journey again. You see what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And and people, that's very, very important. I definitely totally agree with you on that. A lot of times, like you said, people are just, you know, meeting in their circle, the people that you, like you said, that can better them and take them to the next level. And for me, for example, I try to keep myself well-rounded in regards to meeting different people because you just never know how someone can help you. It doesn't matter whether or not that person is a doctor, you know, so some form or fashion, you know, you will definitely learn wisdom from even the children, you know. Someone as simple as the little babies, the little children, there is wisdom in us all. So thank you so much for sharing that. What I would like to do at this time, Angela, is just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
What you heard was an actual recorded incident of my abuser attacking me and my daughter witnessing the attack. For 8 years, I endured physical, verbal, and emotional abuse. Hi, I'm Kendra Turner, mother, daughter, sister, and survivor of domestic abuse. Because of my story, SODA, Survivors of Domestic Abuse, was birthed. For more info, contact soda.info2015@gmail.com. Are you SODA?
Are you in the music business and just can't seem to find your way? Well, we have a solution to your problem. The new and approved One Nation Under God Record Service Plateau, suited to fit all of your...
Hi, this is Chef Raleigh, the Wing King with Crazy Wings. We have over 50 flavors of wings. Strawberry barbecue, jerk, peanut butter and jelly, pineapple, just to name a few. For your catering needs, call us at 678-628-7414. Make sure you check us out on Facebook and Instagram. That's KRAZIE _ wings. And remember, Crazy Wings, a party in your mouth.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
Hello, hello. Thank you again. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I have my dear sister and friend on the line, and this is Angela. Angela is have been my friend for quite some time, and it's just amazing how social media works, Angela. You know, we've never met in person, and but hopefully soon we'll be able to meet in person. But at the end of the day, you know, the connections that we're able to capture on social media is just beautiful if you absolutely use it the way that you're supposed to.
Yes, I love social media.
Absolutely, absolutely, I do as well. Angela, let me ask you, how long have you been in the field that you're in currently as far as health and wellness and what you're doing currently?
Yeah, so as far as health and being in the medical field, I've been in the medical field for about 18 years now, and I've been in health and wellness for about 6 years now. So those things combined, those things are happening simultaneously, actually. All throughout those years of being in the medical field, though, I can't honestly say that I wasn't trying to live healthy and well in most of those cases. I was working nights and weekends and doing all kinds of things to my body. But after finishing up med school, you know, that was when I really kind of changed everything around, and that's been about 6 years.
Well, so, I mean, you know, long, not too long, but long enough, but to definitely be able to make changes. I paid attention to some of your pictures and things of that nature that you have on Facebook, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, drop-dead gorgeous. And just looking at how, you know, healthy, you know, you look, you know, from your pictures on Facebook. And I know it's not an easy task. Of course, you know, I've been there, and once I lost about 40 pounds 1 year, Angela, and needless to say, you know, haven't done it since then, but my weight just fluctuates so much. But I know, do you currently have, like, any programs or anything of that nature as far as, you know, even any workout classes or things of that nature that people can get connected with you in regards to maybe sometime in the future?
Absolutely. What I like to do is called masterminds, and if any, you know, most people who have been in the entrepreneur space are very familiar with masterminds from an old school perspective. Being a part of a mastermind gives a lot more support than someone would get just going to like a regular class or something like that. It gives a lot more accountability, and it opens up the space not just for the person who's running the mastermind to affect the student, but it also opens up the space for the other students to be able to give feedback to one another to help each person kind of come out of that stuck place or to never ever get stuck again. And so what we like to do is we hold virtual masterminds that talk about business and being a business professional and climbing the ladder, as well as fixing the life when it comes to wellness. So we hold what's called a wellness and wealth mastermind. And I've been holding these masterminds every 10 weeks or so for about the past 3 to 4 years. And so they go really, really well. We keep them in small groups, and the ladies that join them typically have amazing results when they get done. And then after that, they know exactly what they need to stay on track. So it eliminates a lot of other headaches of trying to find a personal trainer or trying to jump into someone else's challenge, because they're much more centered when they get done, and they know exactly what they need when they get done.
Got it. And is there a charge for the classes?
Absolutely. For anyone who's interested in being a part of those masterminds, you can actually find me at Queen of Wellness on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and in that you'll be able to see a link on any of my bios to be able to actually click and apply for those masterminds, because we only take applications, and then someone from my team will contact them and get them plugged in.
Okay, awesome. All right, you guys, so Angela just expressed that the classes are absolutely free, so I would definitely suggest that you go out there and find her out on social media and connect, and I'm going to do the same because, I mean, I need some help in some form or fashion, Angela, so maybe I can start here with you in trying to, you know, get to the next step that I would like to take in regards to my health.
Right. And the masterminds, let me make that clear, the masterminds are not free. Those groups are not free. There's several different digital products and things that I have out there for people to get resources for free, but these masterminds are closed door, and there is a fee. But we do a vetting process because they're not for everyone. So So we want to make sure that people apply to them. We do have some scholarships available. Some of the experts that are featured in these masterminds are extended scholarships, so they're able to pass those on to people in their networks as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And then let me just ask you, I know, again, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, having that mindset and wanting to make the change. And then also as far as, like, different, I know a lot of times you have different people that do meal programs or meal plans. Do you guys have any of that set up for people that are interested in something like that?
Absolutely. Anyone that wants a meal plan or even an exercise strategy session, they can get what's called an intensive session with me, and they can connect with me on social media as well to do that. And in my meal plans, they're a little bit different because I know some people just kind of, you know, like, okay, give me my meal plan, let me rock it out. My meal plan takes into perspective a few things. It takes into perspective where you've been and where you're going to go. So I look at any kind of medications or anything the person is on or has been on. So I blend my years of medical knowledge with holistic health and wellness knowledge to give you the plan that's going to work best for you. And a lot of individuals that are in nutrition typically don't have a medical background. So they can't tell you, they can't make the link that says, okay, beets are going to lower your blood pressure by 25 points in the next 30 minutes. So if you're on a blood pressure medicine, you need to know that, right? That person needs to know that. Typically, nutritionists are not adept when it comes to drugs and drug formulas and medications that people are on. So I tend to take a more holistic approach when I dish out a meal plan. And then after that, there is some coaching and there is some support for the next few weeks after they receive that plan. So it's more than just a, you know, here you go, grab your PDF and go have it. It's more than that. It's a support thing so that they can stay on track for good.
Absolutely. And I know that the holistic route absolutely works. You know, I've gotten healed from different things in the past going the holistic route. Number one, I was able to be healed from HPV. I'm going the holistic route. Number two, being able, getting healed for having my gallbladder removed. And I was supposed to have my gallbladder removed twice. And I chose to go the holistic route to, you know, be able to keep my gallbladder. You know, I started hearing horrible, horrible things in regards to, you know, what could happen after the gallbladder is removed. And I was like, okay, this is not going to work, so let me, you know, do what I need to do. Was it easy? Absolutely not, but yes, it was, you know. But at the same time, you know, yet today I still have my gallbladder. So the holistic route, you guys, definitely works. And as well, just I want to say, like, for example, if someone goes into your program, you know, now the accountability partner, having that accountability partner is very, very key. Can we just talk a little bit about that? Because a lot of times, you know, people get involved in different programs, and if they feel like they're by themselves, you know, unfortunately they're not successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the key, getting that real support and getting the accountability. Now, I will say this about programs and different things like that. You know, for anyone out there who's listening, you are literally the sole authority of what you need. And for me especially, I had to, you know, get clear on what it was I needed before I could lose the weight that I needed to lose when I was going on my own health journey. And I see a lot of people that go and follow people who are still wounded warriors, people who say, yeah, I'm on my own health and fitness journey, so come join me. And they might go sign up for someone's program who hasn't even gotten themselves out yet. And so what happens is, you know, one of the things I want you to know, we look at this in business, positive or energy is very infectious, but so is energy that's wishy-washy and indecisive, right? And so
right.
If you see someone who still hasn't kind of gotten themselves out yet and they're asking you to kind of jump in the challenge with them, you're like, let me let y'all get out first and then let me see what your results going to be, right? So make sure that you know exactly what you need, and then make sure you're plugging into someone or into a tribe that can actually show you proof of a consistent proven result. so that it's not something that you think, well, it might have worked for them, but it may not work for me, right? So you know, okay, if this is what I need, if this is my biggest issue, then this needs to give me a level of support that I'm looking for. Who has done this before me that I can talk to? And one of the things we always like to do is connect other tribe members with tribe members who are usually already going through the programs or have completed them once and got a positive result that stuck. And so that's the key. You know, anybody you choose, especially for your wellness, you know, make sure that they can show you proven results, consistent ones, not with just one or two people, but with several people across the board.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think a lot of people are visual. So, of course, you know, I see people put out different pictures and things of that nature, you know, their before and after pictures, which I believe is powerful. I just had a friend send me hers, and, my mouth just dropped because, you know, one minute she was one size, plus size, and the next minute, you know, she was extremely small. But it's just so much, you know, in regards to, you know, they have different medication and things of that nature that you can take that will help you lose the weight. But, again, if you don't shift your mindset, you know, that weight will come back in about 10 days, whereas you done spent $500 to get this weight off for about 10 days, and then the next thing you know, you're back to where you started.
Mm-hmm.
So changing the mindset, I think, is extremely, extremely powerful because you can't do it if your mind is not set. I mean, you're just swallowing a pill every day and drinking some water behind it, and 10 days later, you'll be back at the same position, you know?
Absolutely. And that's what it's about, too. You know, anytime you're going on a wellness or health journey, even a fitness one, people think that it's an outside-in approach, but it really is a top-down approach. And, you know, if the mindset is not where it needs to be, your body's never going to go where your mind didn't go first. And that's why, you know, when people come to me for a meal plan, but they end up leaving all their childhood trauma behind because that's what's keeping them in many cases or last, you know, things that have bothered them or things that have been a part of their lives for so long, they end up dumping that stuff behind and leaving it behind and realizing, you know what, yeah, I do need that meal plan, but I needed this mindset shift first. And so that's one of the reasons why an intensive session is amazing. Like when we do, we go into places that no one else is going to take you to so that you can come out of it and then manifest the wellness that you're looking for.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's awesome. Angela, let me ask you, do you have any, I know you have your, you do a lot online, but do you have any physical live events that you're going to be having within, you know, the next couple of months?
Oh, my gosh. I am so stoked, Crystal. I'm so glad you asked this because my team and I are almost done. Hopefully between today and tomorrow, we're almost done with pulling together the first annual tribe getaway. That getaway is going to be scheduled for March 14th through the 17th in Nassau, Bahamas, and it is a cruise. And so for any queen who's wanting to be a part of this tribe or who is wanting to connect with other queens who have shifted their mindset to begin to be well long before March gets here, you want to make sure you're in that Royal Wellness Tribe so that you can see when that trip drops. Now, you know, I have to say the trip is literally at cost to participants, so there won't be any inflated cost to the trip. You know, if once we add everything up, if it's $300, then it's $300 all included for you to be there, you know, or if it's, you know, $600, then that's how much it is. A lot of times people will inflate pricing so that they can get some profit from it, and I totally get it. But I have, like I said, I have several clients, several things already in the book. So this particular trip, I just want these ladies to be in each other's space and love on each other so that they know that they have the accountability and support they need going into their wellness journey of next year. So that tribe trip is going to drop in that Royal Wellness group, and then we're going to start sharing it out. So these individuals in the group are going to start sharing it out to their communities so that they can get their other to come and join us in Nassau. So I'm excited about that. Additionally, we have some other We have some other retreats and things that I'm doing that are collaborative efforts that I can't say just yet because they're still in the planning phase, as well as some digital classes that are coming out that are just going to be absolutely amazing. So yeah, but the tribe trip is the first one in March 2018.
That's awesome. And I wish I would have known. I'm actually going to Nassau, Bahamas on April 5th through the 8th. So
nice.
That's amazing. I can't make to both trips, but we've already paid and all that good stuff for April 5th through the 8th, so that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Definitely keep me posted as well, you know, once you continue to do, you know, your other events and things of that nature. I will try my very, very best to support you any way I possibly can, you know, if my time definitely allows me to. And I will definitely, you know, I try my best to go out and share your messages and things of that nature, your videos and stuff that you have out on Facebook, because it's very important information. It's just taking us back even to the basics. A lot of times we forget the basics, and it's always good to have that refresher or that reminder for the people that truly need it and that's really trying to start over and focus on their health and wellness all over again, or maybe the 25th time, or whatever the case is. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, the information that you do share.
You are so welcome.
And also, I would like to ask you to please share with the listening audience, you know, your social media information, how they're able to reach you, different things of that nature, so they'll have that information if they want to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So all across social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, even, you know, on LinkedIn, I'm Angela Kudger. And across all other platforms, I am at Queen of Wellness. And so if you type that into any space, even Google, I think, you'll see me pop up with connections to any of the Royal Wellness Tribe. Right now I'm doing a 30-day live Facebook challenge where I'm doing 30 issues and 30 solutions in 30 days, where I pick a topic. Most people have already submitted their topics, and I literally give you a step-by-step strategy on how to fix that particular thing. So the last topic was on meditation hacks, because a lot of people have issues really getting quiet and clearing their mind so that they can meditate and pray effectively. And so I taught them a hack in the last video I did. So find me on social media and make sure you follow for the next 30 days.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And, Angela, what I want to say, I mean, you actually have a movement. And, you know, this needs to be, you know, all around the world, you know, because there's so many people that are lacking so many different things. And now, do you travel outside? You know, I know you have your trip coming up, but do you travel to, like, different states? I know you had a couple of tours and things of that nature going on. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Absolutely. So what I love being able to do is show up to different places and do what's called a smoothie demo. Now, I started doing these when I came up with the idea of doing these because I wrote a book called The Cure Cleanse, and I can tell you what The Cure Cleanse is in just a moment, but I travel, you know, nationally and internationally. I'm an award-winning wellness strategist internationally, really. That's why I received my first award, and believe it or not, I used to be, you know, kind of a vendor at a lot of different events as opposed to being a keynote speaker. Figured if I could pay and be a vendor, you know, I can start getting my name and my brand out there. Well, to be one of the best vendors in the room, I started doing smoothie demos. And so it turns out as soon as I started doing smoothie and live food demos, no one would go to anybody else's table, right? So it became one of those things like, oh, my God, Queen of Wellness is here again, right? And so it became this movement of, you know, doing these live demos. And so from there, you know, word just got out. And so lately I've been doing them for big corporations like McKesson Pharmaceuticals, the Atlanta Federal Center, which is the next largest one in the U.S. next to the Pentagon, you know, typically going to them once or twice a month and serving thousands of people. And so And so it just kind of got out of hand, really. But I recently received a phone call about needing one in London, actually, of next year. So and Australia and Puerto Rico and some different places. So I'm excited about the movement that it's caused. And it helps people kind of make those quick out-the-door meals and make them robust for you to be able to get something in your body that fuels you up and heals you at the same time. And that was what that movement was about. One of the hashtags I like to use is called Queen On or hashtag Queen On. And a lot of people think it's like, yeah, like keep going, like keep moving forward. But really that on stands for your switch, a light bulb being turned on for you when it comes to moving forward in your wellness and when it comes to being where you need to be spiritually and understanding that that's a lot simpler than you could ever think it would be.
Wow, that's powerful. And you just educated me because I didn't know that you wrote a book. So definitely talk to us about that.
Absolutely. So that book is called Pure Cleanse. Now, Crystal, Pure Cleanse was born out of my own frustration, right? And my frustration was with all the different cleanses on the market, none of them showed you how to go back on food. They showed you how to come off of food and how to drink your smoothies or juice or do whatever you're going to do, but none of them gave you a strategy about going back onto food. And one of the things I learned is that if you're on a cleanse for more than 7 days, right, a cleanse is an elimination diet. You've eliminated all these other things to make sure that you say get your system clean, right, to detox. But if you've been on an elimination diet more than 7 days, you reset all of your systems to receive the best information, right? It's like putting your computer back at factory reset, right? And so once you start, if you're not careful and you start dumping things back in, it's like when you get a new computer and there's nothing on it, each time you add different software that you need to that computer, you can quickly catch it if one of those software gave you a virus because you're like, okay, this was great until I put this particular software on it, and now my computer doesn't work anymore, right? And so having a clean system is like that too. It's like saying, okay, my system's clean, and I felt just fine. I didn't get these breakouts until I added those chips back or until I added that meat back, right? And so once you've been off of certain things for 7 days, you literally have got like a factory reset on your body. And so adding things back strategically, you want to do that because you want to be able to catch your culprit, and that's what Cure Cleanse does. So it takes you on 10 days on a regular, you know, run-of-the-mill smoothie cleanse, nothing there, but the following 10 days helps you strategically add food back and catch all the things that don't work for you. And this helps you keep your results, right? And then beyond that, it's the only holistic cleanse on the market. So there's information on meditation and prayer that effectively helps you manifest. There's information on self-care as well as your recipes and different guides that you need to have a life after the cleanse.
Wow. And wow, what a great demonstration in you talking about, you know, the computer. And it's just amazing because yesterday I decided to delete one of my virus scans and, you know, chose another one and, you know, wanted to clean up the computer and all this other stuff. And needless to say, today I'm having technical difficulties. So I'm just like, okay, what has happened? So what a wow. I mean, that's just powerful and some confirmation for myself. But for you to even use that example, I mean, because literally that was my issue. That's why we couldn't log on earlier today.
That's thank okay. You.
That is too funny. But that's absolutely true. So I want to say just thank you for sharing that and great, great demonstration there. Angela, I know that there is someone that is in need of your help, and they don't know exactly where to begin. So can you empower them at this very moment and encourage them, you know, to get started? You know, what would you say to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I would say to them is you are the sole authority over who you are and what you want to be. You may not always get, you know, what you want or what you think should be perfect, but you will undoubtedly get what you believe. And so the day that you start believing that you can be well, that you can have the body that you want, and that you can have a mind that is free and clear and able to download what God is trying to send you, The day you believe that's true for you is the day you will start to change. And you can start where you are with what you have. Don't overthink it, and don't look at other people. You are here on your own journey, and you have the right to live and be well. That's why you're here.
My God, powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And again, if you'll share with us one more time your social media information for those who did not catch it in the beginning, they can have that.
Absolutely. And so you can find me on social media at Queen of Wellness. That's where I am. So I'm grateful for anyone who's looking for me. And then you can find us in the tribe at Royal Wellness and Wealth. And in that tribe, as soon as you get there, all the queens are going to start loving on you.
Awesome, awesome. And I will, I guess, Angela, you just have to let me know what you allow to, for us to share and things of that nature, because I don't want to miss and share something that you may want to keep, in the group. But I am really enjoying the group so far and can't wait to, be back on. Tell us, Angela, the live chats and things of that nature that you do for the group, what time are those live chats?
Mm-hmm. So we have what's called Wealth Hack Wednesday, where I take 60 seconds to hack one thing that has to do with health. So it's not going to be a fitness hack, and it's not going to be a mind-body-soul. It's not going to be a wellness hack. It's going to be a health hack, meaning something that is going to help your body systems become aligned and stay healthy on the inside. So I do that every Wednesday via Facebook Live. And then we have what's called Train the Tribe Thursday. And Train the Tribe Thursdays, Health Hack Wednesdays happen every Wednesday at noon, just middle of the day, 60 seconds, hack your health. And then Train the Tribe Thursdays is literally your step-by-step queen strategy. Those are master classes that happen in the group. And so every now and then, depending on the topic, we'll open it up to outsiders in the group. But because the group is growing so fast, I don't think we'll be doing that any longer in the future. Now, those Train the Tribe Thursdays, the content's only there, recorded for 24 hours, and then it's gone. So you have to literally be in class to get the information and get your questions answered. Those happen every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Beyond that, we are also starting a membership, a monthly membership, at a low cost fee, for people to get even deeper and get even better step-by-step master classes that will never be presented in the Royal Wellness and Wealth Tribe. Like, for instance, there's people that want to do chakra balances and understand the spirituality and living a deeper, more meaningful life. That masterclass series is only going to go to people who have paid for a monthly membership. Now, it'll be open for people who say, well, I just want to do this class and I don't want to do any more. That's fine, but it'll come at a higher cost.
Okay, great. And let me ask you just a question, quick question in regards to your smoothies and your different drinks that you make. Do you still set up at different events to do those smoothies or drinks if someone wants to try them out?
Absolutely, yeah. So when we typically do demos, we go to conferences and do demos, or we do master classes live, events and things like that. When we show up to do demos, there's more than enough for people to taste. We bring all the ingredients, and we bring the book that these ingredients and these recipes come out of, which is the Cure Cleanse. For anyone looking to grab that cleanse, you can go to bit.ly, bit.ly/CureCleanse, CureCleanse. So that's bit.ly/CureCleanse. They can grab that cleanse there. We will be putting that on Amazon and Kindle as well, but it works better if it's in paper form, because there's a quiz in there for you to determine if you even need a cleanse. I mean, I know a lot of different cases people just kind of buy a cleanse, but they never go through a checklist and ask themselves pivotal questions to even know if they need one or not.
Wow. Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. You know, and I think, me personally, I like to do different cleanses. And it's amazing, if I, let's just say I'm one size today, and within a week's time for me doing the cleanse, I'm totally a different size, because it's amazing what you can eliminate through those cleanses. So I do them, you know, not as often as I should, but I definitely do them several times a year. But what do you suggest, Angela, in regards to, like, say, for instance, for someone that has never done a cleanse, you know, would you recommend them doing it once a quarter, or what's your recommendation or your thoughts?
Absolutely. Every time our bodies, every time the seasons change, our bodies change, right? And so we have to prepare the body for the next season. So every quarter of the year, you should be doing some kind of cleanse, right? Something to empty your body out and honor your body in such a space to get it ready for the next season. And this is something that we do all the time in business, but we never really look and say, oh, I'm doing this in business anyway. Let me do something for my wellness too. And that's one of the ways we can stay on track.
Wow, that's powerful. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, Ansel, I just want to say, you know, it's amazing how quickly the time goes by. But I want to say, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the show with me. I would love to have you back again sometime in the near future, you know, to just kind of, you know, come back on and talk about, you know, health. And of course, the upcoming things that you'll be doing, I'm sure, always adding something new to what you're doing. But we'd love to have you back on the air sometime in the near future. Hopefully, at that time, we can definitely have you in the studio live with us. And I will definitely keep you posted in regards to different I have events monthly. So, you know, I'm always looking for vendors and different people to come on board and, you know, talk about the health, talk about wellness and different things that we as women need. You know, we're lacking in so many different areas. And I would love to have someone on my team, someone that, you know, have the expertise in that area to be a part of, you know, what we're doing currently as well.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, keep us posted on your events. We tend to book up really fast, but, you know, I'm always open to seeing what works with the calendar to make sure that we serve people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you guys, please, of course, once you have the opportunity to please share this broadcast, you never know who can be helped when, you know, we have people listening live on Facebook, Periscope, you know, YouTube, different things of that nature, as well as, you know, sharing the broadcast. You know, someone out there needs this information. So once you see it posted on my page, please feel free to share the broadcast and leave your comments. I would love to, you know, even hear your comments, whether or not they're positive as well as negative. You know, I try not to, you know, take offense to different things that could better my situation or better the radio show or better, you know, better us for the future. So I just want to say thank you again to the listening audience. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us on today. And Ms. Angela, with her special expertise on today, we really, really appreciate you. And as we close out on this afternoon, we just want to say that if you are struggling with a health situation and you're trying to lose weight and move forward and become healthier, definitely take heed to what Angela has talked about on this afternoon, and you know, let's just get started. You know, let's hold each other accountable, and let's just get started and do what we need to do so that we're here to live on earth longer, be here with our family, our friends, people that love us, people that adore us, our children, things of that nature. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Thank you again, Angela, and you guys be blessed and have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The caller number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.